On the corner of Hendricks Avenue and Atlantic Boulevard Thursday, a federal emergency management trailer is moving into the shade so weary San Marco residents don't have to wait in the sun. The mobile unit arrived in Jacksonville the day after Irma did. FEMA crew leader Natalia Rudinoff says she was in Texas after Hurricane Harvey before making her way to the first coast.
I'm one of several crews. The crews are spread over all over the city of Jacksonville as well as neighboring counties. And there's actually more coming in the next 48 hours.
Arudinoff says her crew registered more than 60 survivors in the first half of Thursday alone and expects many more in the coming days. Janelle Mulrain came to find out if her son and daughter-in-law qualify for federal aid like home repairs not covered by insurance.
They were on the second floor, which was fine, but the whole bottom is trashed. Even the Dipsy dumpster floated down a block and a half.
Wow.
So I'm registering, making sure that they're all registered while they're at work.
A list of FEMA disaster recovery locations for the First Coast can be found at wjctnews.org. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.